Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. As you may remember, a few days ago, we spoke to Paulie van Wyk, who's investigative journalist at Daily Maverick, around the issue of Justice Minister Simelane and the VBS coffee shop stroke loan and so on. Well, Paulie is back with us today just because there is a development in the story and I wanted us to add some of these pieces to the puzzle. Paulie, thanks again for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela, and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
So, Paulie, the last time we spoke of sort of the origins of this matter when it comes to Minister Simelane when she was a mayor at the time and how this network of people facilitated a loan from VBS because there was a middleman who facilitated an arrangement between the municipality and the bank and so on. So we got there. However, there's been a new development in this matter. The minister has subsequently said that, yes, she had taken a loan from the deal maker and then she had paid it back. What has happened since then? Some little investigation has led you to another path.
So the latest is we found the contract that the minister relied on to legitimize the entire deal. Mm. Now, remember, it's important to first understand that when we questioned the loan, in quotation marks, we said, sure, this loan looks strange. Can you please explain to us? And the minister said, it's all above board. I have a contract. I made the repayments. There's nothing wrong with it. And we listed a few things that's very odd, that looks strange, that we questioned. And now we found the contract. And again, there's a lot of things very wrong with this contract. And it seems to us that the contract has been backdated, meaning that it was faked after the fact. So what we are saying is we found serious red flags that suggest this contract was drafted after the signing date and perhaps years after the signing date. And if you have a moment, I can take
yes,
you
no, go ahead. Yeah.
So if we look at the end part of the contract, and many of our listeners are business people or entrepreneurs, they would have had a contract in their life and they would know what we're talking about. So where you sign at the back of the end of the contract, where you sign your name and the date, that date says 30th of September 2016. And as the nature of contracts are, they are forward-looking. So it speaks about things that will happen, right? So the one party loans money to another party, and at this date and that date, it will be repaid, and at this date and that date, there will be payments made. And then it's very interesting. So everything is forward-looking. The tenses used, the English used, future tense, or it's a present tense.
In other words, you will commit to paying this money. This is the agreement going forward, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And then there's one paragraph in the entire contract that states the following. It suddenly switches to past tense, and it says two things. So 300,000 rand and 275,600 rand were paid on the 14th and the 17th of October 2016. Now, your very sharp listeners will immediately realize that the payments that have been made in the past tense is 2 weeks after the signing date. That cannot be if this is a legitimate contract. So this would be one of the red flags. The second would be that there's serious questions about the timing of when this document surfaced. So the first sighting of this document was in 2020. And that goes with the next question is, why would someone try to fake a document post-fact, right? So the first thing is that it all is not what it seems. But what are you trying to hide? What are you trying to correct? Now, what we do know is that at around the same time, the hawks, a group of Polokwane-based hawks, that sent in June 2020 a number of letter with a number of questions, and it asked for a lot of detail, a lot of investigation into Polokwane Municipality's investment in VBS Mutual Bank, and all of it in an affidavit under oath. And we suspect that inside the Polokwane municipality, our sources tell us that there was quite a lot of panic about this investigation. And that people were thinking that there's a lot of secrets are going to come out now. And that this investigation may have been a trigger for this very questionable contract that we suggest is not true.
We know that Minister Simelane has refused to speak to yourselves, News 24, and going forward. In fact, I think there was an announcement today from her office saying she is not going to be responding any further because the Hawks are now busy with the investigation. But were we able to get anything from Razwinani, who's obviously the middleman in this case, the one who gave her the money?
Yes, so indeed. So the facts are that he, through his company Gundo, loaned her the money, supposedly, to buy this coffee shop in Sandton. Now, Razwinani has kept his silence. He read our messages, didn't reply, but we understand that the Hawks have been in contact with him and have been asking questions and discussing the matter with him.
You've also noted that the contract is sort of with no letterheads, nothing. It's just sort of a blank paper, you know, white paper.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So usually that might be a red flag, right? But it's not a red flag enough for us to make a big inference from it. So you do get contracts that simply stating loan agreement or contract, and it simply states the party's names. So it might be seen as, you know, perhaps a little odd for a formal company that gives itself out as a major player in the financial sector not to have a proper logo on its documents. But we didn't draw such a big inference as we did from the contradicting dates.
Sure.
Those are very important.
Paulie, thank you so much for this. And I just want to clarify, you were not able to get a response from her. I mean, I know that she was doing other interviews.
Yeah.
I heard her earlier on this week. Did you get anything from her?
So we asked, specifically, I posed the question, did you fake the contract? And Minister, through her spokesperson, said she's not going to respond to questions about a document that she did not circulate. What we do, however, understand is that she gave the president a copy of the document in her attempt to legitimize the loan and explain to the president that everything is fine and everything is okay. So the question now is, all journalists must ask her, what do you think that your position is still tenable? Do you, as the Minister of Justice, not see the contradiction here? And she's in Parliament on the record being saying that she don't think that there's a conflict of interest at all.
Yeah.
And that in itself is a massive problem, I would suggest, if the Justice Minister cannot see a huge conflict of interest where she is now, and especially in the light of a fake document, a possibly fake document, where she has become the target of a Hawks investigation, because we know that Action SA has initiated criminal charges against her. So she is now being criminally investigated, and she may well, in the end, be prosecuted. But this is the problem. She is the executive political head of the institution.
Just
to do the prosecution.
Sure, Paulie van Wyk, really appreciate you breaking that down for us, and thank you so much for all that investigative work, investigative journalist at Daily Maverick, Paulie van Wyk. And as she's just mentioned, we also know that Action SA has gone ahead and gone and opened a case. Ethel Trollope is Action SA parliamentary leader. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
You went yesterday to open a case. What were the charges?
Well, according to the PRECA Act, Prevention of Corruption Act, and also potentially forgery, because we asked the minister in the Justice Portfolio Committee about this loan agreement, and she said she had a loan agreement, but that she wouldn't provide it. It was a private document. And now apparently there's the investigative journalists have found an agreement that appears to have been backdated or manipulated. And that would be a real problem because she made various undertakings in that committee when we were asking questions to the Justice Minister. And my first question was to the chairperson whether the meeting was being held under oath, and I was informed that all committee meetings in Parliament are under oath. So, essentially, the minister has made various statements about this loan that don't all add up. And my questions when I wrote to the public protector to call for an independent investigation was to get to the bottom of the facts, because we can't have a minister of justice that is not beyond reproach. And currently, the minister has found herself in some trouble and not able to answer all the questions. I also wrote to the president, and to date he's done nothing. I wrote to the speaker and asked her to provide the minister's declarations. I still haven't received those. So eventually, out of frustration, I then decided to lay criminal charges so that the minister can be investigated, and if necessary, charges will be preferred against her, and she'll have to go to a court of law and defend herself in a court of law.
Mr. Trollope, I mean, as you said, you had actually exhausted, I was going to say, you know, within Parliament itself, what avenues do you have? But you have written to the Speaker and nothing, absolutely nothing yet.
Well, not nothing. I wrote to the Public Protector on the 26th of August.
Yes, what I'm saying is that you didn't get a response from the Speaker. You wrote to the Public Protector, you wrote to the President as well as the Speaker of Parliament, and you have not received a response.
Nothing of any material significance has emerged from any of those interactions.
And so now you have the Hawks looking into the matter. Are you a bit more confident with that process?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I'm not really confident. And I'm just, pursuing a different angle. We have seen, for example, what has happened with the Zondel Commission and all the trove of information that has been gleaned from that commission. No prosecutions, nobody sent to jail. The only person who has been prosecuted and found guilty and charged was an American citizen who was found guilty of corrupting people at SAA. So I'm not confident, absolutely not confident, but we are going to push hard that the South African Police Services and the Hawks do what they're supposed to be doing, and that is doing a proper investigation and taking the matter to court.
Appreciate your time. Action SA Parliamentary Leader Ethel Trollope.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.